Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, part two of our interview with the former challenger to Senator Harry Reid. Samantha Stone has the rundown.
Sharon Engel shares how she went from relative obscurity to national notoriety challenging Harry Reid.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Scott Bensing, Mike Bosma, and John Sandy IV. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we begin part two of our interview with Sharon Engel. Her book is Right Angle, and it's available at SharonEngel.com. I wanted to ask you a couple more questions about the campaign. You had the huge support of the Tea Party Express out of Sacramento, which is a private organization, it's a business. And yet in Nevada, one of the leading people, Debbie Landis, did not support you. She supported John Chachas. Did that surprise you?
The Tea Party groups are very autonomous, and what we'd like to do is sort of provide a clearinghouse for the Tea Party groups, a place to go to say, you know, we're all kind of going in the same direction. We don't have to endorse the same candidates, of course, but we all need to be on the same page and know what we're all doing. I think that you're going to find that within free-thinking folks that they do have differences of opinion. It doesn't surprise me at all.
You know, it's interesting. Sal Russo, the head of Tea Party Express, was on this program, and he said the reason he was supporting you was that you had a reputation for saying no. You know, saying no to the governor, saying no to the legislature, and we need people back in Congress who are willing to say no. But not too many of them, otherwise you don't get things done. What do you think about that quote?
I don't know. I know that Sal and I are friends, and that he does like the idea that I was able to stand up under the pressure. And I think that's more than just voting no. It's there is a pressure to go along, to get along. It's a kind of a peer pressure. And we saw it in our last legislative session where folks we thought would stand strong actually were not able to stand under the pressure. And so I think that's why people are pretty attracted to what I stand for. They know that I can stand up under the pressure and do the right thing.
In this book, you do address the peer pressure. You also make some fairly
stunning allegations about the level of quid pro quo in the legislative mm-hmm. process. I have two questions. One is, why don't you name names? Because you don't. And secondly, why not have taken that aspect of the really corrupt system from the eyes of an insider to the people in that 2009-10 period where people were furious? I mean, the level of anger among the voters was unprecedented. Mm-hmm. Why not talk about that? Please answer both questions. Why don't you name names?
Well, first of all, I have an attorney that said, you know, when you name the name, there is an opportunity then for a frivolous lawsuit. We don't want to get into that. There's enough. I leave enough breadcrumbs if you really want to know who.
Yeah, it's not hard to paint out, put in the names.
The other question about why not in 2009? Why did it come out now? I did write this book right after the election where President Obama was elected, and it was ready to go, and then we decided that it was a decision. But either promote the book or run against Harry Reid, and so we just set it on the shelf.
But the material was there in your head. When
yes,
people were chasing you through airports and parking lots and you seemed to be running from them, why were you not turning to them and saying, hey, why are you chasing me, the person who never took anything from anybody? Why aren't you chasing this senator, that judge, and that assemblyman?
The interesting part about this running from the press thing is most of what I said to the press, I gave interviews, in-depth interviews. I had, in fact, one fellow from Las Vegas who interviewed me for almost an hour. And at the point when I said, I now have to go, and walked to my car, he said, Mrs. Engel, why won't you answer our questions? I turned at that point and said, I have answered your questions. What else can I do? The part that went on television was, Mrs. Engel, why won't you answer our questions? And my back. So it is this whole idea of the soundbite. You got to see what they wanted you to see, not what actually went on. So I did answer those questions in depth sometimes, but it wasn't always what the people got to see.
And it should be pointed out that Senator Reid certainly wasn't making himself available to the Nevada media over the course of the last eight months of the campaign.
Not at all. And in fact, the ways that he was doing it were pretty much scripted. Most of mine was on the fly and not scripted. And I, as you know, I don't usually go by scripts. I like to answer the questions. I like this. I like what we're doing right
now. Let me ask you, John Ensign played Harry Reid in your debate prep. Mm-hmm. Do you regret that now?
No. I think that we needed all help we could get. I was glad to get every bit of help. I had a coach during that time as well.
And where did the line, man up Harry Reid, come from?
We were talking about what would grab the press. The press needs sound bites. What would they grab a hold of? And I had six sound bites that I delivered during that
debate.
Six sound bites, and that was the one that the press picked up on.
All right, let's take a break. One more segment with Sharon Engel when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
Call 1-800-237-1788. Don't delay. Call now.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sharon Angle. The book is Right Angle, available at sharonangle.com. You decided to take a pass in this CD2 race that's currently going. Are you looking potentially at going after this in 2012 when there will be an actual primary?
Well, I'm not ruling out any possibilities, but as you know, I've started a PAC. It's a super PAC called Our Voice PAC, and you can go there at ourvoicepac.org. That's also where all the proceeds of the book, Right Angle, are going into that PAC. And the purpose of the PAC is to finish the mission we started, which is to remove Senator Reid's majority leadership. Well, we feel like if we can support some campaigns, not the election of the senator, but at least go to that state and get the truth out about what's going on in a four Senate races, then we can change the makeup of the Senate, and he will no longer be the Senate Majority Leader. That's the main focus of the PAC, and the last focus is election integrity. So that's what I'm doing right now, and as you may know, FEC law precludes you from being the chairman of a super PAC and running for office at the same time. So if I were going to run for office, I would have to turn the PAC over to someone else.
Explain that. What's going on in four Senate races? What do you mean by that?
Well, that's how many seats we need in order to change the makeup of the Senate, of the U.S. Senate. We would then have a Republican majority, and that would remove Senator Reid from the majority leadership. And so what we plan to do is go as an independent expenditure into those states where we feel Democrat senators are vulnerable and expose their record.
Have you picked those races yet?
We haven't, but we're looking at them. We have some kind of in our crosshairs.
Let me ask you what you think of Dean Heller, first as a congressman and now as a senator, because he beat you narrowly for that seat. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on his performance since then?
Well, he's been a good conservative voter, and I appreciate that.
Does that surprise you?
It did from his record before, but I'm glad that that's where he's been. You know, I'm glad that he's a conservative voter.
And are you supporting Mark Amadei?
As the chairman of this PAC, I cannot endorse or support any candidates.
Boy, aren't you lucky there.
I'm going to have to pull back from both of those races as long as I'm chairman of this PAC.
This book paints a very bleak picture. I guess you meant it as kind of an educational piece for people who want to organize and want to maybe run for office or help their favorite candidate get elected. But as I read it, I just thought this is depressing. Some of the things that you say in here about the judicial misconduct and about legislative quid pro quo and things that you claim to have either experienced or witnessed firsthand are a downer.
The experience is it's what people are suspecting happened, but they never really heard it, that it's truth. And that's what I expose in this book, is that this is really happening in our country. We need to do something about it, and there are solutions. So I didn't write it as a bleak piece. I wrote it as an encouragement that there are things that we can do if we get involved with our government. We need to be voting. We need to be precinct captains. We need to be a part of the process. That's what our founding fathers meant when they said that the cost of freedom would be constant vigilance. And for some reason, we have not been vigilant for the last 100 years, I think. It's been steadily growing that way. And now we have had a wake-up call in the last 3 years. I wanted to be part of that, saying, yes, you've had a wake-up call. Yes, these things are happening. But yes, there is a solution, and I offer that solution. And I leave with that encouraging word that we've still got the future, and we should look forward to that future of freedom.
You became a national figure, obviously, during the campaign. You were on every major talk show, both television and radio, pretty much, during that period of time. Is your phone still ringing with people wanting you to come onto these programs and talk about your views? Have you become a national figure?
Yes, in some ways I am. Of course, I'm here today with you because I want to start in my state first. I like to come to the folks that I know to offer to them who I am first, rather than going out on that national tour. But I will be going on that national tour toward the end of August. And so I wanted to get what I need to do here in the state done before I do that.
So this is going to be a practice for going out on a national media tour.
Well, it isn't a practice. As you know, I was on Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, the Today Show. I've already kind of been in that direction, but I wanted to really speak to Mike. Friends here in Nevada first, and have my book signings here. I'm having a book signing at Zephyr Books this Saturday, the 23rd, from 4 to 7, and we'll be just signing this book. It'll be available for $14.99, and,
okay,
and so. It's also available at SharonEngle.com and OurVoicePack.org.
All right, so the book is Right Angle. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. We really appreciate you taking time out to do two shows with us, and hopefully you'll be back soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
If you're looking for high-quality, stain-resistant carpet, Washburn carries some of the best, like Mohawk's Smart Strand Carpet with DuPont Sorona. It's the best stain resistance ever. It's engineered into the fiber so it won't wash off. Mohawk's Smart Strand performs as good or better than nylon. It also uses 30% less energy to produce than nylon. Best of all, it looks beautiful, feels soft to the touch, and is one of the most durable carpets. It's so good, we've carpeted our showroom with it. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first-quality carpet for less.
Do you suffer from knee pain? Are you having trouble finding a physician that understands how to treat your knee condition? The Osteoarthritis Centers of America are now accepting new patients for their FDA-approved non-surgical treatment. Most major insurances are accepted, including Medicare. The first 30 callers will receive a free knee consultation. So call 1-877-999-KNEE today and be one of the first 30 callers. Call 1-877-999-KNEE today.
The 2011 Nevada Humane Society Duck Race and Festival will be held on Sunday, August 28th from 11 to 5 in Wingfield Park. You can adopt a duck or several and help a homeless pet. Fastest rubber ducks will win exciting prizes, including a Washington, D.C. adventure, Northern Sierra getaway, a pampered pet package, or many others. All entries have a chance of winning $1 million. For more information or to adopt a duck, call Nevada Humane Society at 856-2000 or go to NevadaHumaneSociety.org.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Mike Bosma is here, president of the Bosma Group, Scott Bensing, principal with SB Strategic, and John Sandy IV, attorney with Jones Vargas. Okay, mister, you were in Washington for a long time, high profile. What do you make of this debate, if you even want to call it a debate, on the debt ceiling?
Well, I don't know that it's much of a debate. I view this as, I don't think we have a debt ceiling crisis. We have a fiscal crisis. And if the debt ceiling is a catalyst, and let's be fair, I mean, Congress is pathetic at getting out in front of problems. They need to be pushed up against the wall, and the debt ceiling is going to do that. I think it was Rahm Emanuel who said, never let a crisis go
to waste.
Never let a crisis go to waste. Well, now we've got a debt ceiling crisis. We've increased the debt ceiling dozens of times. It's never been a crisis before. It is now because of our level of debt and level of spending.
Do you find it a little bizarre that Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell have actually kind of joined forces here in terms of keeping the Congress in session 7 days a week until it's resolved?
No, I think they had to. I mean, let's face it. I mean, this is not a real hardworking Congress when you look at the days they're actually on the floor. They stayed in over the July 4th break, and I think they had two votes all week. Now there were discussions going on behind the scenes, but again, nothing happens. And I'll make you a wager.
Okay.
The debt ceiling, August 2nd is the date. There will be a deal not before 24 hours, a deal that is voted on and done not before August 1st.
All right, but now what does this do to the financial markets?
Well, it creates a significant amount of unease and uncertainty in the financial markets. However, to Scott's point, that unease and uncertainty should be there irregardless of the debt ceiling. I mean, it's whether or not we've exceeded our ability to repay and not tank the economy in repaying the debt. So I think those are very real issues. I don't think this is a congressional issue, though. I think this is a presidential issue. Their job is to lead with a platform that people can buy into and make sense. It may not be popular. And right now, it's all about, well, we conceded on some things, but so just raise taxes. It's like, no, you haven't come up with a plan to make this thing work yet. And until that plan is hatched, nobody's going to vote on anything. It's going to be a stalemate.
Do you believe there is a plan? A secret plan?
At this point, no, I don't. I think you have a lot of political grandstanding, like you always do in a crisis situation. People are talking about a balanced budget amendment that doesn't have a chance of passing. The president's already said he's going to veto it, so it's not a solution that should be discussing. I think they're just going to continue to kick the can until probably right around 24 hours before August 2nd and get there. And the scary thing is, in talking about the financial crisis, is not to make light of a very serious situation, but when your kids and, you know, you have a little game of chicken, you know, you're going into that game thinking that everything's going to be fine and it's going to be, a little excitement here, but sometimes people do get hurt. And I think that's why the financial markets are reacting the way they are, is that possibility that people could get hurt and this government isn't going to come up with a plan in time. We all think they are, and I'm optimistic that there will be 24 hours before, but there's that chance.
What do you think of the Republican House and their role in this? I mean, is this a good thing, a bad thing? What do you think?
I think it's a good thing for them to be driving the debate. There have been a number of polls that have come out recently that have shown that 40-some percent of people trust Obama in this whole debt ceiling debate, 30% trust Democrats in Congress, and 21% trust Republicans. So either folks aren't with us or we don't have a message, and I think our message is splintered. I mean, we've right now in the Senate, you've got guys like Jim DeMint, Tom Coburn, Rand Paul, Mike Lee coming out against this McConnell kind of backup plan. The reality is the votes aren't there. I've never been one to say, well, if the votes aren't there, then we can't push the question or we should not really put it to a vote. I think this is now's the time to stand up and, one, be counted, put all this stuff to a vote. Let's see where you are. Democrats in the Senate who supported a balanced budget amendment in the past but choose now at this time not to support one, these folks need to be made to account.
Let's change topics here. We've got about a minute and a half left here. Interesting, I guess it was an earnings call yesterday with Steve Wynn, mm-hmm. talking about the fabulous results that Wynn has made over the last quarter. And he was talking about how he has the potential to expand in Las Vegas, because Las Vegas for Wynn is coming back. And he could ultimately create 10,000 jobs, which would create another 20,000 jobs in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. So 30,000 jobs, not going to do it as long as Obama is president.
Well, and that really has to do with, you look at the cost of health care, Obamacare forced health care, and then the uncertainty regarding tax rates, which is actually a similar issue that we face as Nevadans with our own fiscal uncertainty. And so as long as there's that uncertainty out there, and that's because if Obama had a plan as far as this is where we're going, at least then you can opt in or out. But without the plan, with that amount of uncertainty, you can't. And Obama, he couldn't get anything done when he had control of the Congress. There's no way he's going to get anything done now.
Your thoughts, the idea of 30,000 jobs not being created because of the administration.
There's a reason Fortune 500 companies, Nevada gaming corporations who are headquartered here and have most of their business, most of their revenue generated overseas, the administration is very critical of them for hoarding cash. But you hoard cash when there's uncertainty. These guys aren't, they didn't get to the positions they're in now by being reckless or by going on a whim or on faith, certainly not faith of someone in Washington, D.C. They need to have some kind of certainty.
You should keep their own money, right? Just like, yeah.
Okay, you get the last word, John.
Well, I think they said it pretty well. I mean, it's the uncertainty that if you're sitting on capital and you can expand in your Asian market and invest where there is some certainty, it appears, or come back to Nevada and take a chance. Although these gamers are in gaming and gamble, they don't like to gamble with their own money, and so they're going to do the certain thing, and that might not be here in
Nevada. And there's a truism, which is gaming is not gambling.
That's right.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
For summer, but lunch is always in session. If your kids rely on subsidized school meals, contact your Feeding America member food bank to learn about free summer meals.
Are you better off than you were 2 years ago? Nevada's not, but Washington is. President Obama and Harry Reid have given us more out-of-control spending, a huge debt, and now they're pushing for job-killing taxes. They just want a blank check.
I'm Mark Amadei, and I approve this message because I want you to know that if you elect me to represent you, I will vote to cut taxes and not increase the Obama debt limit.
Obama and Reid have failed. It's up to us.
For more than three decades, the Jefferson Award has honored outstanding individuals who have donated their time and service to make their communities a better place. News 4 and Wells Fargo are giving these unsung heroes the recognition they deserve. To nominate an outstanding Jefferson Award candidate, write or call us at News 4 or visit our website at mynews4.com.
Watch for the Jefferson Awards the second Wednesday of every month on News 4 HD.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
On our next broadcast, Las Vegas Review-Journal editorial.